With Montana News, I'm Nate Hedgie.
And I'm Nikki Ouellette. Last night, the Republican candidate to fill Montana's vacant U.S. House seat reportedly body-slammed a political reporter from international news outlet The Guardian.
Greg Gianforte was later charged with misdemeanor assault. But did the body slam affect how people are voting today? We sent reporters out to Bozeman, Missoula, and the Flathead Valley to find out.
In Missoula, one voter, Crystal Charvat, said Gianforte's assault charge was a game changer. Here she is speaking with Montana Public Radio's Ed O'Brien.
I'm at a loss for words, really. I think that's what really motivated me to come and vote today. I actually never voted, and I wasn't going to vote, but I just don't want somebody like that representing us in Montana.
Somebody like that, what does that mean?
An aggressive person like that. I would expect a representative to be more cool and collected. I mean, when you're dealing with the press especially.
Do you think what happened with Mr. Gianforte could have any impact on the race, or is it just too late?
Well, it got me down here, so I think it could.
But not everyone's vote was swayed by Gianforte's assault charge. Here's what Elaine and Lyle Moore had to say in Kalispell.
Sometimes the media can be very offensive.
Frankly, I think the reporter was way too aggressive when he was asked to pull his microphone back in his camera. He didn't do it.
Here's Vaughn Warner in Kalispell.
And now, the night before the election, what do? They bring some outsider in, barges in, causes a scene, and make Gianforte look bad when it was his fault in the first place.
When you say they, who do you mean?
Who do you think? The Democrats.
And here's James Baker in Bozeman.
A lot of reporters get aggressive, and I guess after the heat of a long campaign, people can lose tempers. But you know, obviously I don't endorse it, but I think that in some cases it's understandable, even if it isn't forgivable.
Jeremy Haas, a voter in Missoula, said he thought the body slam was a fake news story.
You know, like you see the headline and you're like, seriously? You know, is that actually something that can happen? And you know, read the article and check the source that it's coming from. And it's like, okay, this is crazy. I would have never expected to hear something like that happen, let alone on the day before the election.
Carrie Pettit of Bozeman says the body slam went against the Republican candidate's beliefs.
Gianforte's professed to be a man of the Bible, and I'm sure he's read the part about turning the other cheek. He's an adult. He could use his words.
But many voters are thinking of issues beyond Gianforte's assault charge.
For Quist supporters in Bozeman and Missoula, the focus was on healthcare.
Healthcare should be accessible for everybody.
I think that's one of the most critical issues of our time.
I myself have pre-existing healthcare conditions, so if I lose my health insurance, I don't know if I'll be able to get health insurance again until I'm 65 and can claim Medicare, but will that even be there when I'm 65? It's important to me, so I want to make my voice heard.
That was Carrie Pettit and Ingrid Kaye of Bozeman and Sam Williams in Missoula.
Up in the Flathead Valley, people said they voted for Montana values. Lauren Taylor from Columbia Falls hadn't planned on voting, but then she heard of Gianforte's assault charge. She found something in Quist's platform she could get behind.
The whole public lands thing is extremely important to me. I am not a hunter, but I love to go fishing.
In Polson, Jessica Dexter said she based her support for Gianforte on one issue.
Our gun rights are really important to me, so that's why I decided to vote.
And some voters are opting out of the two-party paradigm altogether. Tom Robinson of the Gallatin Gateway area says he voted for Libertarian Mark Wicks.
I'm over the two parties thinking they run this country. It's for the people. I'm tired of the political process.
Polls close at 8 p.m. tonight. Eligible voters can register to vote up until the polls close at most county election offices. We'll be airing updates from watch parties in Bozeman and Missoula until the final tallies are announced, or follow online at mtpr.org. I'm Nate Hedgie.
Edward O'Brien and Corin Cates-Carney contributed reporting for this story. I'm Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.